business, founder of Wise Monkey Financial Coaching, and one of a handful of firms in the UK offering an alternative to traditional financial advice. She provides guidance and support on any money issue, integrating the technical and practical aspects of money management and financial planning with the emotional side of money.
She's also the co-author of Shiganomics. So we caught up this morning with Simone How do you say her name?
Nessun.
Nessun. And so she was the perfect person to ask, are women worse with money than men?
It's not that we're worse with money than men. It's just that we have a different relationship with money, or we can do. So, for instance, we're quite susceptible to our emotions. So we can spend potentially to fill an emotional void more so than men do. So we have to just be more wary of how we behave with money and kind of more cautious against it and find other strategies. For instance, if we find that we are an emotional spender, then we need to look at other strategies that could help fix that.
Do you think it stems from early days when, you know, in the family unit, the dad works, he looks after the money, he pays the bills, that sort of thing? Is that, do you think, why there's that sort of stereotype that maybe men are more in control of their finances?
Yeah, I mean, I think the financial services world, even to this day, is quite male-dominated. So I think we're socialised to some degree anyway, that it's more of a man's subject. Even maths at school, I remember that was my favourite subject, and it was embarrassing to admit that. It probably was embarrassing to admit that anyway, but it was kind of more traditionally it may be, you know, women take more control of the household budget and men make the bigger decisions, like, you know, investments or pensions or that type of thing. But yeah, I mean, obviously that's very generalised, and there are women that make those decisions more so than the men. But yes, I think it's it can be about our own experiences. Either, you know, we may replicate what we learnt as we were growing up, or we might rebel against it and do the complete opposite.
I read that one of the reasons that you guys wrote the book was that women are still second-class citizens when it comes to money, but also that all the books that are currently written about money are written in a very dry, masculine way.
Yeah,
not in a way that we'd necessarily resonate with.
Precisely, and really, a lot of the finance books are written on the basis that we have functional relationships with money, you know, that we do what we know what we should do, and we act upon that. But of course, we're not functional when it comes to money. In fact, the whole financial services world assumes that, you know, we make rational decisions, and that's not true. And there's a whole science behind this, like behavioral economics, which proves that we don't necessarily make the right rational decisions because our emotions get in the way. And so with Shiganomics, we wrote it with that kind of style. We paid attention to what we as women kind of experience, and it was written in a kind of female-friendly style and much more accessible. So it's not kind of full of facts. It's also about our relationship to money and what barriers we have to overcome, really.
Does money mean power to men?
It can do. I mean, it can mean money power to women as well, of course. But
I mean emotionally, because sometimes they can use that emotionally.
Absolutely.
For women. If women don't understand money, sometimes men can use that against them.
Yeah, I mean, it can be control and power. Sometimes in relationships that can be the case. If one's the breadwinner and the other not, that can be used against them. So it has. I mean, it's an emotionally loaded topic anyway, isn't it? It signifies to many people success, and it has, you know, different meanings to different people. So it's a complex subject.
So how long have you been working on it, and have you mostly been focusing on women?
Well, I've set up Wise Monkey Financial Coaching about 10 years ago. And that was because I felt there was a need for guidance and support with money that was nothing to do with products. And the industry is very much on kind of, you know, you go and see a financial advisor if you need a pension or a mortgage, but where do you go if you just need general guidance and support with money, just help with money, help understanding it, and also working through your relationship with money, and if you got yourself into a bit of a pickle, there's nowhere really to go. So, yes, that's... And whilst I didn't... It wasn't that the service was only available to women, but probably about 75% of people that come to see me are women. So I've always attracted kind of more female clients. I worked when I was an independent financial advisor. I worked for a team of women-only advisors, specialising advising women. So that was always really my niche.
What about women making money in the workplace? And we've been hearing that there's anecdotal evidence that women generally aren't going for higher paid jobs or aren't perhaps asking for money that maybe they deserve in the workplace. Yeah. Simply because they're a woman.
Well, funnily enough, Karen, who I wrote Economics with, Professor Karen Pine, she did some research, I don't know, about 18 months ago, maybe a year ago, and what came out of that was that men are twice as likely as women to feel happy about asking for money. More than 8 out of 10 women don't like asking for money. 60% of men approach pay negotiations with confidence, whereas that's only 38% for women. So we're not as good at asking for money, and we prefer not to talk about it, really, or we prefer to ask in a very kind of nice, polite, friendly way.
I was going to say, why aren't we as good as asking for money?
Well, what she came up with was that we have an overwhelming need to be liked, and a dislike, and maybe even fear of confrontation. And sometimes we can be uncomfortable with the concepts of wealth and success, and also maybe a pride that we can manage on less.
You're listening to BBC Radio Jersey. That was Simone Nyesen, who's the founder of Wise Monkey Financial Coaching and also the co-author of Sheikonomics.